The Depression was in full swing, and a young family was looking for a place to put down roots and begin a new business. It was the backdrop for a new pharmacist looking to open his new drugstore. What resulted is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Rick Husted's grandparents were looking for a place to establish a pharmacy. The town of Wall, South Dakota, fit the bill.
It was right off the Badlands, which was pretty popular. Also, they were starting to build Mount Rushmore, and they thought it'd be a good area. Wall also had a Catholic church in town, and Ted and Dorothy were Catholic.
Rick's grandfather, Ted, was a registered pharmacist who graduated top of his class from the University of Nebraska. They settled in Wall and opened Husted's Drugstore.
People didn't have much money. It was the 30s. It was the Dust Bowl era, the Depression. There was 25% unemployment in the United States. They were barely making a go of it, and they were given it 5 years.
During the height of the Depression, on a hot summer's day, Rick's grandmother Dorothy was caring for her young son, Billy, across town in a rented room. Both were trying to catch a nap.
She couldn't sleep because of the constant drone of tourist cars coming out of the Badlands. And the road coming out of the Badlands wasn't paved. It wasn't graveled. It was a packed dirt road.
The dust and heat were miserable, but also served as an inspiration.
Dorothy thought how hot and thirsty these travelers are. And here we sit with all the ice in the world, a great big soda fountain, and no customers. She had an idea. She asked the lady, would you watch Billy? I want to go down to the store and talk to Ted.
Dorothy's idea would help put the drugstore on the map, but there's much more to the story. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Wall, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.